Occur in Life-Saving Intervention. A Claire Devil fic, written by Marva the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Metro's up on Christmas Eve with a touch of hypothermia. Claire kisses it better. It was snowing. That was an understatement. It was coming down thick and fast to the point where the view beyond her living room window was little more than swirling white. It almost completely obscured her vision. But that wasn't a problem for the man outside, who turned out not to be an alley cat as she first thought, the devil of Hell's Kitchen. Matt had a number of highly attuned senses, of which common sense wasn't one, to Claire's everlasting regret. She was certain it was him. Nobody else would be fool enough to wander the streets of Hell's Kitchen in a red suit in the middle of what could only be described as a blizzard. Part of her was tempted to leave him to it. That part was called regret. Not that she could ever admit it. She was pleased he'd finally taken her advice about the body armor, but she'd never admit that either. Something she couldn't admit even to herself was that she missed him. The body armor meant that he was injured less often. He didn't need her to play nurse these days. It wasn't that she missed patching him up, but the tender moments afterwards, those she missed. She missed Matt Murdock. The devil, not so much. Unfortunately, the devil and Matt were one and the same. She found himself pulling on a coat and scarf and going outside to get him. Matt put up so little resistance when she found him sheltering behind the dumpster in the alleyway that she knew he was in trouble. The new suit protected him from knives and the occasional gunshot, not hypothermia. "What were you doing out there besides freezing to death?" asked Claire as she dragged him into her apartment building. Matt gave her a tired smile. "I can't think of a good answer right now, but I will." "It's Christmas Eve. Don't you have anywhere else to be?" asked Claire, supporting him as they climbed the stairs to her second floor apartment together. "Anywhere else to be, or anywhere else I'd rather be?" "No, on both counts, I'm afraid," said Matt, with enough good humor that Claire rolled her eyes. She fumbled with the keys when they reached her door, her numb fingers refusing to cooperate as effectively as she needed them to. If she was cold, she could only imagine what Matt was feeling, although based on the way he was shivering and leaning against her, she didn't have to imagine. Hypothermia was setting in. "Don't try to sweet-talk me," she said irritably as she finally managed to get the door open. "Why, is it working?" asked Matt, stumbling slightly as he followed her into the apartment. "No," Claire answered, heat rising in her cheek as she guided Matt onto the sofa. He collapsed gracelessly on it and mumbled, "I can tell when you're lying." Claire glared at him. "Can you tell when I'm holding a sharp instrument that I might stab you with?" Matt smirked and said, "If I say yes, will you stab me?" "Probably," Claire grumbled, shrugging out of her coat and moving to turn the heater up. Matt cut after her. "I feel like if I say no, you'll realize I'm lying and stop me anyway. There are no good options." Claire bit back a grin and feigned annoyance just to spite him. He had, after all, interrupted her evening plans, which mostly involved opening a bottle of wine and finishing off the last of the Hershey Kisses while she watched the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Matt was a better alternative, but she wasn't about to give him the satisfaction of telling him so. "What were you doing out there?" she asked as she held her chilled hands in front of the heater. "Listening," said Matt with a very casual air. Claire didn't buy it. "Eavesdropping," she corrected him. "They're having a rave upstairs," Matt observed, which just told Claire that she was right. Matt had been eavesdropping. She turned around in time to see Matt slowly sit up, little tremors rippling through him, making him tremble. She'd never pitied him before. His stubbornness tended to cure her of that. This time she did, though. She moved back to the sofa and seized a folded blanket, wrapping it around his shoulders like the cape that would suit him, no matter what he said. "It's not a rave," she informed him. "It's Santina's family visiting for the holidays." "Same thing," Matt shrugged. "Very noisy and very drunk Mexicans." Claire actually smiled as she said, "They're Puerto Rican, actually." "They invited you, actually," Matt said, looking unbearably smug. "Nosy," Claire grumbled, moving to the kitchen to make Matt a cup of coffee. She added an ounce or two of Irish cream and Frangelico because Matt really needed to warm up, and some whipped cream and nutmeg because it was Christmas. Matt had removed his mask when she rejoined him, mug in hands. "Where didn't you go?" he asked quietly when she handed the mug of hot coffee to him. Claire shrugged. "I was working." "You're not now," Matt observed as he took a cautious sip. Claire rolled her eyes and huffed as she took a seat on the ottoman. "I'm always working. If it's not an idiot in the R, it's an idiot freezing to death outside my apartment." "I wasn't freezing," said Matt, curling both hands around the warm mug, seeking heat, no doubt. "You weren't warm, either," Claire pointed out. "Answer the question already. What are you doing out there?" Matt just shrugged and raised the mug to his lips again, his eyes closing as he did so and a little hum escaping him, as if he was actually enjoying Claire's Christmas concoction. He hoped he did. It was the only Christmas present she had to give him. Liquor and life-saving intervention. Gift right from the vigilante playbook. "Am I under oath?" asked Matt, just as the silence was threatening to stretch into minutes. "You'll be out on your ass in a minute," said Claire, knowing already that she wouldn't follow through on that threat. She'd missed him too much. Matt grinned. "Has anyone ever told you that your bedside manner is a little lacking?" "That's it. Get out," Claire ordered, only managing to make him laugh softly. "Sorry," said Matt, but his smile said that he wasn't. "I was out there because I missed you." Claire's breath caught in her throat. She'd never expected him to actually admit that. In fact, she'd never expected to want to admit that herself. That was the trouble with Matt. He was witty and charming, intelligent and intense without a doubt. But he didn't let her, or anyone really, get close enough to find out what was in his heart. Claire sighed. "Couldn't have just called to say that." "You would have hung up," Matt said, muttering the words into his coffee mug. "No, I wouldn't have." "Well," said Claire, pausing uncertainly, "it would depend on what you said." A self-deprecating smile curved Matt's lip as he said, "I'm an idiot. I miss you. I'm sorry that I'm an idiot. I miss you even when I'm being an idiot. Especially when I'm being an idiot." Claire smiled. "How could you say that to all the girls?" "Only the ones I'm in love with," said Matt, seeming to surprise himself with those words, let alone Claire, who sat in stunned silence for several long moments. She didn't know what to say to him. Well, she knew what other people expected to hear after saying those three little words, but Matt wasn't other people. She understood him. She saw the difference he was making out there. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that she'd fallen fast and hard quite some time ago, and the thought that he might not make it back one night was terrifying. Matt Murdock could completely destroy her in a very different way to what the Russians had tried to do. It scared her, but it wasn't going to keep her away from him anymore. "Never said that before," murmured Claire, biting her lip. Matt shook his head. "As previously stated, idiot." Claire almost laughed. "You're forgiven." Matt's expression turned serious as he said, "I won't stop, Claire." "I'm not asking you to," said Claire, leaning closer instinctively. "Good." Matt breathed the words against her lips as Claire kissed him, crushing his mouth against hers. He tasted like coffee and Bailey's, strong, addictive, dizzying, like everything Claire liked in the complicated man. The coffee was in very real danger of being spilled, and she didn't care. She clung to Matt and kissed him like her life depended on it, wondering vaguely as he kissed her back whether all her Christmases had come at once.